sinner and the saint. Now, here's late night drunk diner Luke Anderson and neurotic sociopath Will Darkins on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, happy Saturday morning, everyone. Yeah! I hope you enjoyed the grass growing conversation on Golf in the Northwest, because it's a lot more of that. Two Woo! More hours of how to grow grass.
Sod!
Yeah!
Is that a thing?
What's sod? That? Sod? Oh, I put sod in my backyard, and one of the best decisions I ever made.
What the hell is sod?
Sod? It's when you grow grass. In a form where it can be peeled up and rolled and then relayed elsewhere. It's like you're when you grow sod, what you're doing is you're going, it's not staying here forever. I'm growing a pelt of grass that can be relayed elsewhere. That's your sod.
Okay. Why don't you explain that to me like I'm like 12?
Okay. Sod is like carpet grass. You can pick it up from one place, put it down somewhere else.
Huh, nice. Yeah. I love carpets.
Yeah. Carpets are great. But yeah, we rolled out new sod in our backyard when we first moved in. The previous owners had dogs that liked to dig, but the grass was full enough that basically it was a minefield to walk through the backyard. Like, you just knew you were going to find that hole at the least opportune time, and you were going to hurt your ankle. And at some point, I was probably going to die. Because I can manage to hurt myself doing just about anything.
You're going to die.
Oh, yeah. That yard would have killed me.
90?
That yard would have killed me. I don't know. I feel 90. I feel 90.
How the heck can that happen? That's what happens to people that are older, is that, like, you screw up your ankle, and then it's all downhill from there. Like, I forget what the phrase for it is, but it's like you're... Like, it's the straw that broke the camel's back. It's some very, very kind of innocuous injury, but then it just leads to everything.
Sure. Well, I think I'm in the middle of that right now. And see, this is how old that I'm getting. I don't remember if we talked about this last week. Did we talk about me getting on a skateboard a couple weeks ago?
Oh.
Because that was a bad idea.
Were you trying to impress some younger kids?
No, I had a couple drinks. And then me and my brother both got on skateboards. My sister-in-law has two skateboards.
Nice.
One is about a foot and a half long. The other is like 3.5 feet long.
So it's a longboard.
Well, they both have the longboard trucks. So do you know what trucks? Your face looks like you don't know what the truck
is. Well, like an F-150?
No. Trucks are the piece of... machinery, the piece of aluminium
like that pickup
that holds the wheels on, right? And the longboard trucks tend to be a lot looser, so the board can really pivot very easily. It's not for riding in like a half pipe. You would want your trucks to be a lot tighter. The longboards tend to have them, so they both have the longboard trucks on them. And I get on the very short one, and your feet are right next to each other, which on a skateboard is not really super ideal to stand up as straight as you possibly can. So I was riding that one. My brother's on the longboard. I told him how he was going to crash because he's an idiot. And then I immediately crashed like an idiot. So now I'm 2 weeks removed from that little spill. And,
ouch.
And my ribs still hurt a tremendous amount. But I am stupid enough to have gone and played golf twice, which did not feel good. You've heard many people mention the trip to Bandon Dunes. I was part of that trip last weekend. I was not going to not play golf just because I couldn't swing a golf club.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been stupid.
Right.
Although, I will be honest with you, any other golf course that I'm playing on a week ago Sunday, I would have just quit. But we're playing on a brand new course on a preview round. I'm like, I guess I'll just muscles through. I loosened up for about 4 holes. Had a couple good shots. Then my whole back tightened up, and it was a miserable experience playing, but everything else was awesome. And then I decided to play yesterday to test it out, and now I'm in tremendous pain today. So this is how dumb I am. But I feel like the 90-year-old guy, maybe I'm not there, but I feel like 5-10 years ago, I'm fine right now. But I'm approaching 40 very quickly. I'm in still a lot of pain 2 weeks later.
So are you Mr. Big Tough Guy who won't do yoga?
Yeah, I am. And not Not because I'm too tough to do.
Well, you just said you're too tough.
I'm too stupid to do yoga.
Why?
Pretty easy. I know. I've gone and done yoga, and I'll be honest, I didn't hate it. I'm not super flexible, but I'm too dumb to stretch. And it's not even just yoga, because I actually felt pretty good stretching a little bit earlier today.
So what do you mean too dumb to stretch?
It's not something that I've
like you
ever,
don't get it? Like you don't get the idea of muscles like stretching or like
totally get the
idea. Retracting.
Yeah. The concept.
Like connecting to tendons.
I'm all there.
Did you miss biology?
No, I'm the dumb guy. This, and hopefully people can relate. Maybe I'm on an island on this, but it's like, you know how you're aware of something being good for you and you're aware of something being bad for you, but somehow you go, yeah, I'll have another beer. Instead of getting up and going, I'll just go out and stretch out this side. It'll make it feel better. I tend to lean more towards, I know this probably isn't the right decision, but I'm going to go with that because it's easier. And hey, there's already beer in my fridge. Stretching, I'm going to have to stand up.
You should do yoga.
I know, I should. I'm aware of that. I should probably eat healthier.
I think it's more the tough guy thing.
I probably shouldn't put cheese on everything that I eat.
I think it's the tough guy thing. I think you're definitely throwing out the tough guy vibe with yoga. And if it makes you feel any better, notorious tough guy Kevin Love does yoga all the time, and he won't shut the F up about it.
I sat in the car, not just yoga, but tough guy Kevin Love also does breathing exercises on the radio. I was sitting in the car and caught the Kevin Love breathing
exercise. Let's try not to bash our advertisers about a certain thing. Now I'd like to bash him about something else, not the exquisite ad of him breathing into the microphone.
Can I tell you, I sat in the car for the extra 30 seconds to breathe along with Kevin Love this morning. So I wasn't going to bash it. I was going to compliment it.
Lucky you.
Why? Because my side's in pain. And then did I come in and stretch and make it feel better? No, I just
do some yoga. Get stretched out there.
Yeah.
Reach over here. Yeah. And you need to drink more water too. How much water are you drinking?
I'm drinking between 120 and 140 ounces of water per day. Thank you.
Okay, so are you drinking a gallon a day?
You know how many ounces are in a gallon?
No. How many ounces are in that?
This is 24 ounces, and I've been drinking roughly 5 of these per day.
BS. No way.
Yep.
You'd be going to the bathroom way more.
There's number two, homie. Number two right here, and it's not even 9:10 in the morning. Huh?
I'd like to track your water consumption.
I've been tracking my water consumption. That's how I know how much water I've been drinking, because that's one of the things that I've been focused on, is drinking more water. Going into this summer, I plan to be a little fitter than I was in previous summers. Yoga? Hey, you know what? Maybe I will add it to my routine, Will.
No, you probably won't.
Probably not.
No.
Probably not. But since we've been the stay-home orders, I have been running at least 4 times a week, get my miles in, anywhere from 2 to 5 miles usually. I've been playing more golf. I've walked every round. I've not taken a golf cart except for maybe once.
So I'm gonna
you walk between 5 and 8 miles on a golf course.
Yeah.
Huh?
I'm going to go ahead and say something that might anger listeners, and I apologize to you on the text line 503-250-1080.
Golf is not exercise.
No, golf's not exercise at all. It's not.
Okay.
It's exercise if you are over 55 years old.
If
you are below that, it does not get your heart rate up enough that you're actually burning any calories. And anybody at this station who friggin' says otherwise to me can go jump off a boat.
Better to walk 8 miles or drive most of it and walk 1.5 miles. What's better?
What's better? Oh, I don't know. What's better, a broken leg or a torn ACL?
Wait,
that's pretty much what you're throwing at me.
No, I'm not.
If golf is the main version of your exercise and you are below 55 years old, that's not good.
They give you an option when you go to the pro shop, young man. I know you've never played golf and you don't understand how this works.
Would you like a hat or a visor?
Would you like to take one of the little power carts that drives you up to your ball before you get out and swing at it?
Yeah.
Or would you like to walk up to your ball before you swing at it and try to put it into that little hole down the pasture?
That's what she said.
Amen. So, which one better for you, Mr. Expert Exercise Guy?
Walk, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I mean, why don't you just go run instead of golf?
I just said I've been running 4 days a week at a minimum. Unbelievable. You say words right now.
Okay. I'm saying words about something.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Oh.
Did you have to direct swag for something?
Yes, exactly.
Why the hell is he in there?
What do you mean?
See, that's my example right there, too. That MF-er is in a boot after a golf injury.
He's an old man. Take it
easy.
How old
is Swag? Is Swag 50?
I think he hit 50.
I
close? No, there'd have been a big party, right?
Yeah.
He's close to 50.
That's probably not good. We should know that.
Pull up his Wikipedia page. I'm sure there's a Jason Swigard.
Hold on. I'm pulling it up.
If there isn't, there's somebody listening that sits at home and builds Wikipedia pages for people or edits the owner of the, you know, San Francisco 49ers to Pat Mahomes after the Super Bowl. If anybody does things like that, can you build a page for Swag?
I'm on his Twitter. I don't see it.
He didn't put his age on his Twitter. You need the Wikipedia page, the Wikipedia stats.
We'll get my age up.
We'll get his height and his weight. He tells us how much he weighs every week with his Better You Today updates.
I also have Swag's LinkedIn page up, and this thing is sad.
Is it?
There's no avatar picture. Intercom's on here, and
yeah,
that's about it.
Well, there you go. What else do you need on your LinkedIn page? What does your LinkedIn page look like?
A picture of you? Like, a picture that shows who you are. Right now, it's just a gray person.
A gray person with light gray. Yeah, the dark gray outline,
It's the light gray outline with dark gray filling.
Oh, for some reason I was thinking LinkedIn was the other way, the dark gray outline with the light gray inside. Maybe he did change it. Maybe that's not the default. Is he an egg on Twitter?
No, he has a, it's actually a good picture of him on Twitter. What I will say is this.
It's a rock solid picture.
LinkedIn is one of those things that, like, in terms of a social media service, like, I haven't found too many interesting profiles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
LinkedIn is very much pigeonholed into the idea of, like, okay, just promote yourself. Don't even try to be interesting or entertaining.
It's a networking site more than it is a social media site.
Like, I go on the feed, and it's literally just people, like, sharing news stories about their industry.
Yeah.
Or, like, talking about, like, something cool they did at work.
That's what it is. Like, it's a workplace networking, whatever. It's half resume building and it's half networking.
I guess my thing is, like, why would I go on there to look at other people's achievements in work and then take the time to write comments and, like, do little heart likes for stuff other people are doing?
Well, here's what you would do. If you said, you know, maybe my time here is dwindling down and I'd like to look at some other jobs, but I'm not really committed to leaving yet. Then you go on there and you like a bunch of people in the field that you want to work in. And then you start promoting your achievements and you connect with them and go, hey, Ron, I noticed you guys are doing some really interesting stuff in digital media out there in Seattle. And I've always thought that area was beautiful. I'm actually planning a trip with my wife. We're going to go up there. Love to connect with you over it. By the way, check out this new thing that I just did in the same industry that I work in, that you work in. Maybe we could talk shop while we're up there. And then you go, hey, you guys hiring? Seriously, because I need to get out of where I'm at and we want to move to Seattle. This sucks. My wife's already got a job up here. So what are you doing?
Hey, Ron, nice book, douche.
Yeah, or you can do that.
I'm not going to read it. The cover's sweet, though.
Yeah.
How's that hot wife of yours?
Actually,
you know what? That's what somebody should do. They should create a LinkedIn profile that is completely transparent. It doesn't go through all those steps, because I'm aware of the steps you went through, and they're pretty much repeated all the time on these homepages. People either liking stuff or people commenting and being like, oh, wow, that's so incredible. You know, that reminds me of blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Just like going to the comments and being like, John, great book. Notice me. Follow this link. John, if I talk about your book on a phone call in the next 15 minutes, will you, like, give me a job?
So state your intention and not the BS that goes with it.
John, I'm exhausted. Please, just give me the job.
Create that profile. Let me know how it goes, Will.
Somebody on the text line, 503-250-1080. Golf is totally exercise. Try carrying your clubs for 18 holes. Yep. That's easily 50 pounds. You're carrying as you walk. I think he just said carry.
Played yesterday. Played 15 holes. Carried my bag. Walked the whole time.
That's rough.
I had a meeting. I had to go. And then I basically ran out of there from the 15th. And I don't know if you know how golf courses are set up, Will, because you're not bright.
I know, right?
But the first hole, the 10th hole, typically, the 9th and the 18th are designed to start and then finish back at the clubhouse. So when you stop at 15, I had to chuck it probably, oh, I don't know, 3/4 of a mile. And part of it was uphill, carrying my bag. A little perspired by the time that I got out of there.
Oh, that's rough.
Woo-hoo, man, yeah. Exercise.
I know, right?
Hey, listen.
And I'm sure the beer doesn't counteract anything you're doing,
right? Didn't have any beers yesterday, my friend. You know what I did? Drank water. 21 ounces of water while I was out there playing golf, buddy.
Were you peeing in the sand?
No. Come on. I was perspiring. I was getting out there. I was working. Again, you can make fun of golf as exercise all you want.
I will.
Perfect.
And it's really funny how the golfers who do exercise and then go play golf get hurt.
Perfect. The other option is doing nothing.
Or doing something more.
Well, sure. You could go and do that. Or you could go out and play golf, have fun, get your exercise in while you're enjoying yourself. Or you could go out and, I don't know what, play pickup basketball and then actually tear your ACL or blow out your knee and do all of that.
Not if you're in shape.
Really? Oh, yeah, because you were in shape when you played college football, right? You were in probably the best shape of your life. You ever get hurt?
I mean, hurt, not injured.
Really? You never missed a game?
My limbs were... Actually, no, I didn't.
You didn't? How many times did you dislocate Boom. Your knee?
I don't know.
And you never missed a game?
No.
Huh. Well, there you go.
Bro, you just iced that.
I did.
And then you put heat on before, and then you take some pills. And then you go out there.
All right. Well,
no, man, I never had a serious injury, like the surgery they go in and cut and all that kind of stuff. I was shocked that I never had to go under the knife. And still to this day, I am. I'm still convinced by the time that I do reach that age, like it'll have to happen at some point. Yep. But I don't know.
I could never. I don't know why. I just assumed when you said you dislocated your knee 7 times. And your what do you say your tendons
bacon.
Tendons look like bacon in there?
Yeah, bruh.
Yeah, probably would have been better off just tearing one of those and getting it restoned.
Back I never together. Missed a game.
Never missed a game. Well,
okay.
Hey, here's to you, bud.
I never missed a game.
Yeah. All right. Well, you win that round, my friend. Let's get. What's going on? I can't get the text line to reload, but you're chuckling, staring at the screen.
Because you gotta. We'll do. I'll do.
There's a whole new thing for it.
Yeah. I'll show
Unbelievable.
You. I know.
All right. Well, we will get to your thoughts on the text line if I can read what you write at 503-250-1080. But we need to talk about the NBA. They've got a plan. It's coming back. Not all the teams, but most of the teams are coming back. NBA next. Center and Saint. 1080 The Fan. One of the things about having children is that they are going to learn things from other people at some point.
Damn.
I know. And you don't realize how detrimental that is to your life until your 2-3-year-old daughters come home and go, Papa, can we listen to Who Let the Dogs Out?
Oh, really?
And I'm like, oh, yeah, I played this for a reason. I didn't just go, oh, you know what song we need to cut back into the show? No, all week, the only song they want to hear, because if I pick them up, so in Clark County, where I live.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, this song slaps.
You know, there's no question about it. So where I live in Clark County, you're allowed to have up to 10 kids at a preschool or daycare. And so, because I've been working at home and my wife's been working, this song's so bad.
Dude.
We've been taking the kids a couple days a week into preschool over the last few weeks. And yeah, they if they leave well, because they always want to stay and play with their friends. But if they leave well when I go to pick them up, they get to pick the song we listen to in the car.
Yeah.
And so they just throw out, we want to listen to Who Let the Dogs Out. And I just want to go into every single kid and parent in that preschool and go, who's teaching my kids about this crap? I know.
Is it you?
Actually, I think we tracked it down, and I know not only the mom of the parents who I believe are of the kids who I believe introduced it to my children. Mm. I knew her when she was like 21 or 22, and she's totally a person that would have bumped Baja Men driving around. So yeah, so my kids discovered Who Let the Dogs Out this week. That's how much fun it is.
You know, when I was in sixth and seventh grade, they used to play this. When our football team would come out of the field. Dude, it was bad. It was bad. Even at that age, like, what is that? 12, 13, I was thinking in my head, like, oh, man, this isn't good. Yeah. Like, you shouldn't be coming out to Metallica at that age, but, like,
sure,
come on. Who let the dogs out?
I will say that was one of the better things at Mountain View High School over in Vancouver. We were the Thunder, and it was always Thunderstruck by AC/DC. You had a perfect song to watch, and it's Thunder. Thunder. And it was always a great intro song. But yeah, man, you go through like some of the songs that people would play as they're coming out songs, the Jock Jams medleys. Yeah, I don't know if those are great. I'm pulling this up and I want to get your thought on speed golf as a sport.
Somebody on the text line giving me a zinger with golf.
Oh, yeah?
Well, you would have had to actually play to get injured.
Oh, that's a football zinger. Yeah. That's fair. Well, like I said, dude, the fact that you played through 7 dislocated knees.
Well, and then, you know, hey, at least I played.
Well, hey, I'll let you tell your Richard Sherman story again if you'd like to, because it's one of my favorite stories.
That one, come on.
Well, it's great.
So the one of the times that it happened, we were playing Stanford, and I played during a time when you had Richard Sherman and Brian Kushner and... God, who else? Clay Thompson and all those guys.
Yeah. Clay Thompson played for Stanford?
No, I'm just thinking SC. I'm just thinking of the guys that were popular at that time that are now getting kind of old in the league.
Sure.
And Clay Matthews. And I was on kickoff return, and that's probably one of the worst jobs you can have on a football team. Like, kickoff return just sucks. Yeah. It blows. And so this one time I was on the wedge, like on the left. And then as I was going forward, somebody kind of gave me a juke and I planted, tried to like push him out. And then when I planted, my knee popped out and then somebody then ran right into my leg. And so then I fell on the ground and it hurt. And I was just like, ah, I was screaming. And then Richard Sherman comes up and instead of being a complete D, which he could have been.
Sure.
He looks down and then he looks up and he screams over at our sidelines. He goes, yo, you need to get your boy right now. He goes, he is seriously effed up. He's like, yo, come get him. Get the trainers out, man. He's like, your boy is messed up right now. And I was like, thanks, Richard Sherman.
Yeah. Like, hey.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Yeah, your football guardian angel, Richard Sherman.
To this day, I have to think about that whenever I want to talk crap about him. Sure. I'm like, he's actually kind of a nice guy.
Yeah, he cared about me for one brief moment back in 2011 or whatever it was.
Pretty nice.
Yeah. So that's great. The Guinness World Record for the best score or fastest time in speed golf. So again, tracking the steps. Yesterday I did 5.6 miles walking a golf course yesterday.
Nice.
So let's just assume that roughly 5-6 miles, somewhere in there. The official Guinness record shot by a professional, a guy named Christopher Smith, at the Chicago Speed Golf Classic at Jackson Park Golf Course, October 16th, 2005. He shot a 65.
Okay.
Which is well below par in just 44 minutes and 6 seconds.
Is that fast? So I don't know.
How fast can you run 5 miles?
Oh, 30 minutes.
30 minutes you can run 5 miles? So this guy did it well playing 65 shots on a golf course in
That's
just 15 minutes more. You carry 6 clubs in speed golf. And then they calculate your score based on how well you shoot and how fast you go. Real sport?
No.
Because that's golf in the title?
No.
Because that's golf in the title. Those guys are probably running, I don't know, a sub 6-minute mile and playing golf at the same time.
Okay, dude. Let me put it this way. Okay. I'm watching ESPN right now, and they got cornhole on.
Yeah, that's a sport. Now, that's a real man's sport. You don't have to set down your hot dog or your beer to play cornhole.
Yeah, most of these guys, sport. I think, can rest their drinks on their guts. they're not in good shape. Now, I will say,
and you're watching them on TV, so this is the best of the best in cornhole.
Yeah.
Now, you look at golfers and compare physiques outside of John Daly and a few guys. Well, there's a guy named Beef. But outside of a few players.
What whatever happened to Old Beef? I know he's sponsored by Arby's.
I think he's still playing out there. But yeah, other than a few guys, most golfers have decent physiques. Who's the guy in the best shape of the Cornhole Classic? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, listen, you can trash golf all you want. There is some value in getting on
Dirk McCorn.
Old Corny McCornhole there.
Yeah.
All right. We didn't
old
get
Jed Hooey.
Jed Hooey. We did not get to the NBA. The NBA has a plan. They're coming back. We'll tell you what that plan looks like and why the Blazers were the only team to vote against it. All of that after this SportsCenter update. Well, the NBA is coming back, and they're doing the whole bubble thing in Orlando. NBA teams voted to approve the basic outline of it. We're going to get more details this week. Now that they've got the framework kind of decided on, now they can go in and get all the details. So we won't have everything for you, but here's what we know so far. As I mentioned, the Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida will be the site, the ESPN Wide World of Sports venue in there. It looks like we're going to have a July 31st tip date. The NBA Players Association was telling their leadership that they were informed that they would probably allow, they will be allowing 1,600 people, which means limited number of family members, likely three per family at a time. They'll rotate through, people through there so they can come in at different times over the time period that they're doing. They've also said that they're using this date intentionally so that they can use a December 1st start date for the 2020-2021 season.
Thank goodness.
And the reason for that is so that NBA players can still play in the Tokyo now 2021 Olympics. So there's a lot of things that they're kind of factoring in that we're kind of learning about. So there's a lot that goes into it. But it is going to be just 22 teams playing. Now, one of the things that we talked about last week that we wanted to see.
Before you go any further.
Okay, go ahead.
I just want to make sure the Blazers are in.
Blazers are in.
Oh.
Blazers, the only team of 30 that voted against the NBA proposal. When the news broke, a lot of people thought, how would the Blazers not be into this? They're one of the teams that are in.
Come on.
Turns out the Blazers voted for the 20-team option. Everybody else voted for the 22-team option. It's details. Man. But okay. Woj tweeted this out yesterday. For those visiting Disney World this summer and hoping to see an active NBA player roaming the parks and getting on rides, well, the NBA Players Association made it clear that that won't be happening, nor for the family members with them, according to sources. So
I call BS, by the way. Total BS on that, dude. They are totally going to talk them into doing rides and stuff. And you know what? We are still pretty far away from late July.
Yep.
I bet you if at the end of Jaloon, if at the end of June, there are lower numbers of people who are either getting infected or dying, I'll bet you anything the NBA bends on that.
Well, and here's a question posed by one Robin Lopez of the Milwaukee Bucks. This is in response to the tweet I just read you from Adrian Wojnarowski. Mm. What if you really have an annual pass? Mine doesn't have blackout dates. So how do I declare one of those black those lockout things? Does a shout out to like Michael Scott style work? So Robin Lopez is going to lock out because he can't get in there. I found that to be humorous. But they're going ahead with it. They're going ahead with the bubble, Will. They're going to have, it sounds like, 8 regular season games as a warm-up. Then they're going to have a play-in game for the 8 and 9 seed, where the 9 seed would have to win 2 games. The 8 seed would only have to win 1. Mm. And then they go into the NBA playoffs as scheduled, as far as I know. Okay. What do you think of the plan? Do you like it?
Yeah, of course I do. The NBA is back. That's really all you should care about. And if you're a Blazer fan, or if you are Damian Lillard or the Portland Trail Blazers, and you're acting all PSE about all this, shut up.
PSE?
Eh. Yeah. Well, just shut up. Just shut up and go play, dude.
Well,
I mean, I hate to say that statement because it has a really bad.
It does have a bad context
to it.
Yeah, I got you.
But shut up. Everybody else voted on this thing. Everyone except for you.
Well, but
every team said, yes, let's do this, except for you.
Again, they were in favor of a very similar plan, just two teams shorter. But
why do you have to be the only team that votes no on something like this? Why? Why do you have to be the dissenting voice on this? This right here is what's making
me
so
this?
It's making me so exhausted with this team. We want a fair chance at getting into the playoff. Dude, you should have thought about that in the 60 games that you guys sucked.
Whoa.
You guys sucked this season. You did. The very fact you're even getting into this tournament is a blessing. Please.
Why are you so mad?
Because there are going to be so many fans that are going to back up what Damian Lillard said and the rest of this team said and go, you know, he's right. We're not getting a fair shake here. This is ridiculous. We should have a fair shake at the NBA finals and the NBA playoffs and getting into the Western Conference finals at this bubble tournament. No, dude. The 60 games was literally your resume. And the fact that now you have Zach Collins back, who, by the way, really wasn't that consistently good, and Yusuf Nurkic back, who, by the way, is probably going to get re-injured right when he gets on the court.
Hey, yo, come on.
That doesn't change anything. That's what makes me really frustrated about this whole thing of them dissenting and saying, like, hey, we're going to make this statement because it's not fair that we don't get an even chance like everybody else. No, dude, your resume gives you the exact same chance that you should get. And there was a report that Terry Stotts apparently said, we're the best team. Why don't they let us prove it?
Yeah.
Because for 60 games, you didn't prove it. You sucked.
They have a chance.
Oh, there you go.
They have a chance.
That's
all they wanted, right?
Vote yes on it and quit being that annoying team. Dude, I guarantee you that everybody around the league in terms of fans and everybody else looked at this and they go, come on, really? Really? You're voting no on it? Cool. That's what you're known for. I thought it was really stupid.
Yeah, you seem really hyper angry
about it. I swear to you, this excuse right here is going to come up constantly. Even when they lose and don't get into the playoffs, it will just come up again and again and again. We didn't get a fair shake. It was so ridiculous. Man, even though that we lost and everything, and then we brought back two guys that were injured most of the year, and then they weren't as good because, of course, they had to hurry up. Yeah.
And they couldn't practice basketball.
Yeah, whatever. You know, and CJ McCollum was like 320 pounds.
Do you think he's going to come out beefcake, Raymond Felton style?
Oh, yes. My God. Can you imagine?
Rolling CJ McCollum out there onto the court.
Just staggering into layups.
He's taking the same shots he always does, but then he has to, like, hands on knees. I'm exhausted.
Dude, end of Blazers Raymond Felton was my favorite.
Yeah.
He just kind of, like, spilled into layups. Like, he would just be driving down the court, and then it was almost as if, like, momentum had to push him forward to, like, get up.
Pull up Raymond Felton to see how many years he played after the Blazers, because he still hung around the league.
He was on the Thunder.
Yeah, I know, but
I think.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is how many years?
Actually, I think he was on the Knicks before that.
Okay, can you guess how many more seasons he played after his final season with the Portland Trailblazers? That is my guess, because when he was with the Blazers, you just felt like, dude, this guy does not care anymore, and he's so done. His one season.
Okay, well, hold on a second.
Okay.
Give me this. What was the last year he played in Portland?
He played one season with the Blazers in 2011-2012, and I was going to give you that.
Okay.
By the way.
So now I have to guess.
How many more seasons he played? How many more seasons and how many more teams did he play with after the Blazers?
Okay, I'm going to go, because I remember him quite well, like even in the last couple years. I'm going to say teams, give me 4 years, give me 7.
You got it, dude.
Oh, really?
Right on with both.
Oh, wow.
The Knicks, the Mavericks, the Clippers, the Oklahoma City Thunder, that is 4 teams.
Yeah.
He played up until the 2018-19 season with the OKC Thunder. So yeah, but when you saw him in Portland, you're like, man, this guy's done. He does not care, doesn't want to be here, just rolling out there all thick. And yeah, he stuck around for another 4 teams and another 7 seasons in the NBA. Oh, we miss you, Raymond Felton. Come back to Portland, buddy. Come back for the quarantine Portland Blazers team. You know what realization I came to the other day thinking about this Blazers team? Because I was like, oh, the Blazers are getting Nurk and Zach Collins back.
That's a big deal.
And I know. Huge. No, I know. And I was like going, man, what the hell is their last starting? What was their last starting five? And I forgot Melo was on the team for a second. I was like, oh, they have. And I laughed out loud by myself with nobody around. Oh, yeah, they have Carmelo Anthony on this team.
Dude. See, this right here is the reason this
Blazers team was a delight.
That's the reason right here.
Oh my
God. This team, more than any I can remember in history, because even when they like sucked on purpose, it was kind of on purpose, you know? Like, what was that? 9-10, right? You know, when Roy was clearly out and then they just kind of like blew things up. Yeah. And then I think Lillard was a rookie the next year. Like, there was an explanation for it. This team, there's no explanation that should be given to why they suck so bad.
Sure.
If CJ McCollum really is that legitimate of a two guard, somebody who can score in bunches all the time, why didn't he? Eh. And Carmelo Anthony is really as great as a lot of fans were saying when we signed him, because they're like, oh my gosh, we got a steal. Carmelo Anthony's still really good. Well, it turns out he kind of sucks too. And that he really doesn't fit in with modern basketball. So the reason I get so mad at this thing that's happening now, where they're basically just saying like, no, we don't want to go along with everybody else in the league. It's like, dude, you've been given every single chance this past season. You have. If Damian Lillard is the franchise player you say he is, and CJ McCollum is the perfect two guy, the perfect drop. No. He should be, right?
No, I don't know about
he
that.
He should be.
I don't know about that.
I'm just saying, I think they need to maybe stick to just playing consistently and trying to be good and proving that before they start talking about not getting a fair shake. I think it's stupid.
You've made that.
It's just really dumb.
You've made that perfectly clear.
And I know the text line's completely scorching me right now.
As they should. Yeah, come on, man. Listen.
For what? Dude, you know it's going to happen. You know they're going to lose every single game when they start. And then the excuses are going to roll in.
Yeah.
It's going to roll so hard.
And that's so hard. And that's perfectly fine. It was a bad season. There was a lot of injuries. There are plenty of reasons to look at it when you lose two starters at the start of the season. Remember, they never got to see what Pau Gasol was going to be on this team. I couldn't even do it without laughing. The way this team was constructed.
Did Yusuf Nurkic play in the playoffs last year?
Did he?
No.
No, he did not.
No, he didn't.
So
we probably shouldn't consider that injury to be
Zach
anything
Collins
of significance.
Played in it. Zach Collins.
Okay, so there's your one.
Yeah. And then they rebuilt the whole team.
Whenever anybody brings up Nurk, I always like to point that out because I go,
Aminu played in the playoffs last year.
He didn't even play in the playoffs last year.
Mo Harkless played in the playoffs last year. They tried to replace pieces. Kent Bazemore went to save the season for the Sacramento Kings. He was terrible. For whatever reason, nothing that they had worked, but they were still within a reasonable distance of the playoffs. Damian Lillard said that if we do not have a chance to play for something, I'm not going to play. I think he was right to say that they have a chance to play for something. It's an outside chance. I get that they have a better chance with 20 teams. So why not vote for that proposal? All of it makes sense. You're angry. Your anger is unfounded.
I'm not going to do it unless we have a chance. And just forget about those 60 games, by the way.
Why not give yourself the best chance you have? You eliminate two teams, it gives you a better chance. There you go. Blazers.
Somebody pointing out that Raymond Felton lost 40 pounds after the Blazers.
I know.
Is that true? Did he really lose?
Maybe. Dude, the way he looked the rest of his career, you're probably right. But let's wait for the Raymond Felton 30 for 30. We could all watch it with glorious wonderment.
What would the title of that be?
I don't know. Down 40 and I don't know.
ESPN presents.
Plunk. Lost 40 before 30. I don't know. All right.
ESPN presents Breathing Heavy. Dude, I love Raymond Felton as a Blazer. He's my favorite laugh.
ESPN presents Wasting Your Prime, the Raymond Felton story.
ESPN presents Gaining a Lot of Weight Over a Lockout. I always remember that too, with Raymond Felton. Because he was on the team the year before the lockout that we had. And I remember this so well because I was in college and we were watching like the mixtapes of all the players playing in summer leagues to stay in shape. And then they showed one of Raymond Felton and it was a quick scene, dude. It was just him like throwing a layup up. And he looked significantly heavier. And all my friends in the room who were all Blazer fans, we looked at it. We go, ooh.
Yeah.
Doesn't look good.
No, it wasn't good. And everyone's like, well, he'll get back in shape. No, he won't. Not this year. All right. In hour two, the NFL has had to make some apologies this week. We've got a player whose reputation has sunk just about as low as it possibly can. And this is held up by a court decision. The Jordan Brand making a move into a movement. So plenty to talk about in hour two. But before we get to that, we need to do our good versus evil. Let's squeeze in a good versus evil. Next, Sinner and Saint on 1080 The Fan.
Have you been too busy to keep up on sports this week?
What has happened to the... What has happened? What has happened to the national interest?
No time to form your own opinions?
I stand before you here today in the midst of gnarly times.
Well, no worries, brah. Let the Sinner and the Saint shred the gnar while you just sit back and ride the wave. It's time for Good versus Evil, brought to you by the Titan of Hawaiian Restaurants, 808 on 1080 The Fan.
I know there's not much that I can say that would make things any better right now, but I just want you to see in my eyes how sorry I am for the comments that I made yesterday. I know that it hurt many people, especially friends, teammates, former teammates, loved ones, people that I care and respect deeply. That was never my intention.
That was incredibly out-of-touch Super Bowl winner Drew Brees. After the Saints quarterback made his feelings known about the military, the anthem, and the flag, he was crucified on social media by his own teammates, other football players, other athletes in general, who felt that he totally misread the situation and that he was indifferent to their real issues. The consensus among many athletes was that current protests have nothing to do with the flag and nothing to do with the military. Then he apologized twice on Instagram, once in a message with a stock photo and then another time in the video that you just heard. Do you think this whole issue is just behind him now?
No, I mean, I think there'll be some lingering effect from it. And a lot of people have, you know, come out and said, hey, thanks for the apology. Now go out and decide, show with your actions that you've made a change. And like I said before, it's a moment where a lot of people are getting education that they didn't realize they needed. And what he said, I think he believed, and I don't think he was aware of what he was saying when he said it. I think he thought he was taking his side of the argument and saying, I support the military. Okay, the military doesn't need your support right now. A lot of your friends, former teammates, the whole list that you just went through. And so now I think he needs to back it up with action, and hopefully he does. And Drew Brees has built up a good enough reputation with a lot of people in the New Orleans community after Hurricane Katrina that I think he can go out, and if he does a similar action, hopefully he meant what he said and can go be that community leader that he's already been in his career. So he's a big opportunity in front of him.
I'm fine with all the protesting, but I don't really like the aspect of us messing up our communities. I think we can protest in peace and be a little more powerful with that, with our words and just standing together as a whole and not messing up our communities where we might have to go shop and do things that. But yeah, it's a difficult time because I have two boys that's young, and at some point in time, they have to grow up in this. So I have to find a way to tell them what's been going on.
That's John Wall with some very good words on the current protest, but he's also the only professional athlete to have his own dance and end up sucking.
Wait, what now?
Don't you remember the John Wall dance?
No, not at all.
Dude, for real?
For real.
He literally would just go like this. He'd flex and then put his fist out and go like that.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Okay.
He ended up second. I literally can't think of another athlete where they had their own dance and then they sucked.
I don't know. Brian Bosworth had quite the image coming out of college at Oklahoma.
Did he have a dance, though?
I want to say that he probably did not, but I wouldn't be surprised if he did, because that guy was all image, all hype, and no football ability, dude. I just remember the image of him getting run over by Bo Jackson is his Seahawks high point, I think.
Well, the Washington Wizards were included in the COVID League playoffs set to begin in Orlando, Florida in late July. Upon hearing this news, former number one overall pick John Wall said that now he's 110% healthy and has been practicing with the team this whole time. They, much like the Blazers, will play 8 games to fight for a playoff spot in the East. Here's a 2-part question. Do the Wizards now have a dark horse chance in that conference? And are the Wizards better off sitting the plump point guard?
Is he plump too? Is he?
Love it.
Bad John Wall.
Just a smidge.
Listen, man, throw everything that you have at these eight games and see if you can get into the playoffs. I think it would be great if there was a surprise in this tournament. I mean, it's going to be obviously a very unique sporting event, but I don't know how or if or what the possibility is of an evening the playing field at all, or if the favorites are still going to be the favorite and it's going to be just a kind of an exercise in futility for these teams on the outside. But I would think it'd be great if one conference had somebody, whether it's the Blazers, the Suns, the Wizards that make a run at it. I think it'd be great. But yeah, let John Wall play, because KD won't be out there.
KD.
All
right, time for my favorite story of the week. This one coming from West Virginia. Your headline, police. Man faked wife's disappearance so she'd avoid prison.
What a nice husband. Great. Well, she disappeared. She's not in the basement. No, I don't hear or smell anything coming from the basement. She's not down there.
A West Virginia woman and her husband faked her disappearance by pretending she plummeted from an overlook as part of a scheme to keep her out of having to go to prison. That's insane.
That's outstanding. What do you mean insane?
Julie Wheeler and Rodney Wheeler were arrested Tuesday on multiple charges, including conspiracy and giving false information to West Virginia State Police. Oh, my gosh. State Police said Julie Wheeler was reported missing Sunday by her husband and 17-year-old son.
They
got the kid involved.
Well, of course. You can't. Hey, it's not going to work without the kid.
Dude, if your parents came up to you and we're like, look, Luke, mom's facing some pretty heavy charges here. We're going to fake like she died, and you're going to tell the cops.
Real quick, what's she facing prison charges for? Why is mom already facing prison time?
Authorities searched for Julie Wheeler for days, but found her Tuesday, quote, alive and well, hiding in a closet in her home.
Not even a great hiding spot.
Why didn't they drive her across town or something?
I know. Go up to a cabin or something. Yeah, come on. It's West Virginia. Isn't it full of like little shanty mountain towns you can disappear into?
Well, and if you had the kid in on it, why didn't you just put her in the trunk and have him drive to like three towns over?
Yeah.
Stay at like a Motel 6 or something.
Just go somewhere. Yeah. Listen, you got Appalachia all around you. Just go and pitch a tent somewhere. It's springtime.
Julie Wheeler pleaded guilty to federal health care fraud in February after an investigation into quote-unquote pill mill clinic operations. Damn, pill mill. Never heard of that.
What? I think you know what it is from the phrase, yes.
Yeah. Never heard of the pill mill.
Good phrase.
I would be really hard-pressed thinking about me at 17, like having my parents come up and be like, hey, we're going to fake her death. Like, you need to be in on this. Okay? Well,
so here's my question is, was Junior already helping with the pill mill scam that got mom in trouble?
You mean he was in the back room sorting?
Was he aware? Yes. Like, was he aware of what was already going on? It's like, hey, son, listen, you've been our great inside sales source at the high school for the pill mill. And we're going to have to ask you to do a little bit more to continue this, your great job performance. Mom's going to have to go away for a while unless we can fake her death. So, yeah, I'm guessing not out of character for this family to ask their son to help with their criminal enterprise. Just a guess.
That's intense.
It is. When's the 30 for 30?
What if I told you a 17-year-old
turns out
like 40 prescriptions in 30 minutes?
He's a great lacrosse player. So it's just the husband and wife, though. They're getting prison time. The kid's avoiding it, yeah?
Well, he's 17. I don't know West Virginia law.
Yeah.
I think that's still juvenile for there, right?
Have no idea, but I'm guessing that you're going to have a significant disruption to your normal way of life if both of your parents are going to prison. So there you go.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's your good versus evil. It's brought to you by 808. They're open for to-go and delivery. Menus and hours online at ate-oh-ate.com. Hour two. I think we need to get back into Angry Will for basketball a little bit more. We will talk a little bit about what we're seeing from the apologies around the NFL and sports and the Jordan brand. Michael Jordan, famous for saying Republicans wear sneakers too, is making a big donation to a movement that matters a great deal to him. So we will get into that. Also, baseball players with bad reputations for fun. Hour two coming up. This is the Center and the Saint on 1080 The Fan.